Well, every year, our Youth Sunday is an important day in the life of our parish. Today, we have the opportunity to hear from our graduating seniors, Hudson Dunbar and Ashley Fryer. They'll graduate from Hoover High School in a few days, so it's a big day and big week in their life and in the life of their family. I invite Ashley to come up first.
I'm a senior at Hoover High School, and I'm graduating this week on Thursday, May 23rd, which I'm super stoked about. I'll be attending Mississippi State University in the fall, which I'm also very excited about. But as much as I hate goodbyes and leaving friends and family, I know I'm in good hands, and God is watching over me, giving me strength and guidance as I start my own journey. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been a part of this church family. It feels like yesterday I was dressed up as an angel for the Christmas pageant or singing songs in the children's choir in front of all the parents at church. It feels so surreal that I'm already graduating in a few short days. Sorry. Getting to walk. Getting to walk at graduation knowing that I finally did it. Holy apostles and everyone a part of this family has truly helped me get to where I am today. For the longest time, I tried to think about how to write this speech. There are too many great memories that I could go on and on to talk about, but one that made a huge impact on my life was the EYC youth group. EYC was one of the best things I was a part of here at Holy Apostles. Every Sunday evening, I always looked forward to hanging out with the coolest leaders and friends who were in 6th to 12th grade. I have been a part of EYC since I was in 6th grade, and even though people have come and go, the feeling in the air has always been the same. We always could connect on a whole other level, and we got to be ourselves in this group because there was never judgment or negativity. I'm not usually one to open up and talk about times that were hard, and I was debating on writing about this, about my first 2 years in high school, because I struggled. There were good times here and there, but there were all. There were times that I felt really alone. Sorry, I'm a mess. Okay. This is when I turned to the EYC youth group like no other. At the beginning of high school, I got left out a lot. And I didn't get invited to do a lot with friends. It would crush me when I saw pictures of all these people, old and new, posting pictures, sending me Snapchats of them eating out, or even going to the movies without me. I felt like I didn't have any friends at that point, but then I realized I still had EYC. This group never failed to make me feel so welcomed and accepted. I've always had love and support from my parents and still do, too. They have taught me to stay true to myself. And I've learned that life has its ups and downs, but things do get better somehow. After good times and bad times and bitter and sweet times, I have found that group of best friends that have been by my side the rest of high school, which sadly is coming to an end. But over the years, EYC has not only taught me more about life, friendships, the Bible, church, and much more, but I have learned a lot about myself, how to build relationships, and how to be a good leader and role model. I am more than blessed for my family and this second family of mine that have never failed to love and accept me for who I am. As I start the next chapter in my life, I will think of all the good times I had growing up in this church while I'm at my new home away from home. Sorry. I'm sincerely grateful for how this church, the people in it, have impacted my life. Holy Apostles will always have a special place in my heart, and for that, thank you for all being a part of something that has and always will be an important part of my life. Thank you, and Hail State.
I'm Hudson Dunbar. So, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I always wanted to do that. I can't believe I'm about to graduate high school this Thursday with Ashley and head to Auburn University in the fall to study music. So, in finishing up this chapter of my life, I'm glad to have the opportunity to reflect on my experience growing up in this church. And I really did grow up in this church because my history at Holy Apostles started a while back with my own family. And with a little digging in the guestbook, you can find that the names Scott and Suzanne Dunbar first appear in the summer of 2005. Some quick math reveals I've been part of Holy Apostles for nearly 14 years. And during that time, I've grown to truly look forward to Sunday Eucharist and seeing people I really enjoy being around. That's not the whole story, though, because it was not always this way. Since starting as a four-year-old, and I simply came to church because my parents told me to. So, yeah, this happened because my parents are good parents, and they did a good enough job of convincing me going to church was not optional at all. So, I didn't complain all that much. Nevertheless, though, I'm sure there were probably some days when I wasn't all that excited about Sunday school and the preschool through second grade age room at that age. Just ask Linda Gilbert or Barbara McIntyre. I probably didn't realize it at the time, but Holy Apostles is definitely where I met some of my very first friends at Hoover. I have memories of Michael Woolly Booger doing his best to get me in trouble during the service back in those days. And I continued to make friends, but I also have memories of growing up really reluctantly participating in children's choir, showing discomfort to the point where eventually nobody made me do it. And don't get me started on the children's plays, because to me there was really nothing that freaked me out quite as much as the idea of dressing up as an animal or a shepherd and getting in front of the whole congregation. That freaked me out, it really did. But all that to say, those experiences I did not want to be a part of sort of scared me away from church a little bit. But remember, my parents were geniuses, and I knew the rules, because they made sure I knew the rules, so I continued going to church. And as I got older, I started seeing how much fun my sister Holly was having in EYC, so I started to get excited about being part of the same youth group as her, because I looked up to her so much. So my attitude towards church now started its path at that point, because as an early middle schooler, the high schoolers that quickly befriended me and included me in EYC taught me there's a lot of value in God and in having a church family like this special one in our lives. So I started to understand why exactly they began to care about Holy Apostles so much. And suddenly I appreciated my church and its people so much more. Now, like Ashley was saying, there's so many memories from this place in the past 14 years I could draw upon. And that would just take forever, so that's the short version of the journey in my faith thus far. But I think having a bit of context of how I grew up here at Holy Apostles makes things more interesting when it comes to my current appreciation of how much this place means to me. And at this point, I think we all understand the fundamental rule that this church is what it is because of its people. And it has to be true, since we've heard so many people state this fact, including people with much more credibility than me, saying it at this very spot. It has to be true. When I leave here and think of Holy Apostles, sure, I'll think of a place, but more importantly, I'm going to be thinking of all the people that make this a special place to me personally. And all of you guys have supported me so much and keep saying I'm moving on to bigger and better things. The truth is, I'm never going to be too good for this church. I'm just not. I'm going to keep coming back here when I'm in town. And every time I walk through the doors into this building, I'm greeted by friends that show genuine interest in the goings-on of my life and treat me like an adult. And that really means a lot to me. And it's something that ensures I'll be back here in the future when I'm in town. Sometimes I get really surprised when you guys come up to me on Sundays asking about very, very specific musical events I have going on. And at first, I have no idea about how you guys know what I do outside of church. And then I remember my mom told me she was posting something about me on Facebook again. If that doesn't accurately explain this church family, I really don't know what does. I mean, seriously, on my mom's Facebook page, whenever she posts about me or Holly, the comments section is typically at least 50% Holy Apostles folks. And that truly shows the care we show towards each other, and which I think is one of the big reasons many of us keep coming back here. The worshiping and fellowship we do in this place connects each and every one of us with God and with each other, and makes some of our most valued relationships all the more worthwhile. So, in wrapping up my best attempt to explain what our church means to me, I have to go ahead and say that this is my last Sunday at Holy Apostles for a while, for several months even. I have many things ahead of me that are very exciting, including trying out for the Auburn Drumline. That's just one thing, you know, and other musical endeavors and things I'll be involved in the next little while. For more information on that, really all you have to do is just check my mom's Facebook. It's all there. But it's certainly bittersweet. It's bittersweet that I'll be away for a while. But I'm truly thankful for growing up here and that my church family has shown me overwhelming support in everything I do. So this is goodbye for now. But I know that I can come back here at any time and still experience the same openness that we know to be the foundation of who we are. Thank you.